long before video calls and instant messages, families separated by oceans relied on something slower and far more fragile. Handwritten letters, folded carefully into envelopes, carried across ships and borders. These letters became emotional lifelines between worlds. Today we explore letters across the Atlantic, stories of longing, separation, hope, and memory preserved through words on paper. A cool wind moved through the Heritage Garden as I walked past engraved stones and quiet monuments. I imagined how many immigrants once stood in unfamiliar cities waiting for news from home, waiting for a letter that might take weeks or months to arrive.
My great-grandmother kept every letter tied together with ribbon inside a wooden box. Even after decades in America, she would reread them late at night as though the voices inside were still alive.
For immigrants arriving in Cleveland during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, letters carried far more than information. They carried reassurance, guilt, homesickness, gratitude, fear. Families used letters to describe new jobs, births, deaths, hardships, and dreams unfolding inside unfamiliar American cities. Some letters were hopeful. Others revealed loneliness and exhaustion hidden behind careful words. Many immigrants avoided describing just how difficult life could be, hoping to protect relatives still living across the Atlantic.
Dear Mother, Cleveland is colder than I imagined, and the work is hard. But every day I remind myself why I came here. I want the children to have opportunities we never had.
For families left behind in Poland, letters became proof that loved ones still existed somewhere beyond imagination. Each envelope carried emotional weight. Every delayed response created anxiety. Every unfamiliar handwriting could signal tragedy. Walking through the Heritage Garden, I kept thinking about how fragile communication once was. Entire relationships depended on paper surviving storms, borders, war, and time itself.
When I read those old letters today, I realize they were trying to preserve connection more than facts. They wanted future generations to remember them.
Over time, many letters disappeared. Some were lost during moves or wars, others faded quietly inside attics and drawers. Yet the emotions inside them remain deeply recognizable, the universal desire to stay connected to family, even across impossible distance. Perhaps that is why these stories still matter. Letters remind us that migration is not only about movement between places, it is also about maintaining emotional ties strong enough to survive separation, uncertainty, and time. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me. Until next time, may you continue listening for the voices, stories, and messages still waiting inside your own family history.